The presidency of the European Union today cautiously welcomed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's conditional endorsement of a Palestinian state. The reaction in the United States has also been positive, though, as Chris Altieri reports, reaction from Palestine has been more reserved.
In a speech Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would endorse establishment of a Palestinian state if certain conditions were met in advance, including international guarantees the new country would have no army. U.S. President Barack Obama called Netanyahu's shift on Palestinian statehood an important step forward, though aides to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas objected to several of the conditions, including the Israeli Prime Minister's insistence on an undivided Jerusalem as Israeli capital. The co-founder and co-CEO of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Hannah Signora, says the main sticking point remains Netanyahu's defense of Israeli settlements.
There are other issues like the right of return, the future of Jerusalem, the borders between the two states. But the most important issue, because it is the issue of daily friction between Israelis and Palestinians, is the freeze on settlement activity. He has not responded to not the Palestinian position, not the American position.
The U.S. President Obama called for a halt to settlements in his recent speech at Cairo University, and the White House said the U.S. will ensure all parties fulfill their obligations under the 2003 Roadmap to Peace, in which Israel committed to freezing settlement activity. I'm Chris Altieri.